it up on the internet, and they define hierarchy as a system or organization in which people or groups are ranked one above the other according to status or authority. Our society has always been very hierarchical. Some people are in charge of others, and others have power over others. It's just the way that our government, military, religion, even the school system have been set up. Often you can tell a person's place in the hierarchy by the way the person is dressed. I actually have an interesting story. One thing about school systems, we're always doing professional development, trying to learn more. And I went to a pretty good conference where we were waiting for the keynote speaker to come out. And in our heads, we figured the keynote speaker would come out in a three-piece tux and look the part, I guess. But we actually were all kind of, we were waiting, this guy's late, and then we actually kind of heard a disturbance behind us because this kind of homeless-looking person came in, a man with really bedraggled clothes, and then the hotel did have some security guards, and they kind of were like, sir, are you in the right place? Should you really be here? And, the guy said, yeah, I'm actually here to give the keynote speech, and we're all kind of looking, this guy with dreadlocks, and looked like he came, from a... But he kind of walked up to the stage and said, hello, everybody, in his clothes. But then he actually took his dreadlocks off and took his, beaten-up sweater, raggedy sweater off. And underneath that, he had a three-piece suit. And I kind of thought about wearing something really nice and happy and doing the same thing, but I didn't go quite that far, obviously. But that just goes to show you some of the preconceived notions we have about the way that people in charge should look. And just, to get that out of our head. My students often tell me they don't like things as mundane as our school dress code, or things as important as the high-stakes end-of-course tests that determine whether or not you graduate. I usually reply that I don't make the rules, I just enforce them. The people who make the rules are usually a lot higher up on the food chain, and, the way that the educational system works, the students have to listen to me because I'm higher up than they are. But I, in turn, have to listen to my principal, who has to listen to the superintendent, who listens to the Board of Education, who listens to the ODE. ODE is Ohio Department of Education. And it goes all the way up to the United States Secretary of Education. Another aspect of our, that has hierarchy, is our religion. On the bottom of this pyramid are you lay people. Slightly above them would be the deacons, then the priests, but the priests are subject to the bishops, and then the cardinals, above them the pope, and above him is God himself. Most Catholics would probably find this practice of having a lay person to, to deliver the sermon to be a little bit unusual and non-conventional, but luckily the people here at St. James aren't your usual Catholics. So, but what does all this all have to do with the sermon today? So I found the part of the gospel that spoke most to me is when Jesus came to John to be baptized. John knew the hierarchy of his time, which stated that the Son of God was higher up on the hierarchy than he was, even though he was a human being. He was a well-respected and devoted prophet. So when Jesus asked to be baptized by John, John tried to prevent it by saying, I need to be baptized by you, yet you are coming to me. So John was acting on the assumption that someone lower down the chain of command can't help someone who's higher up on it. In educational hierarchy, it's based on the hierarchy is based on your experience and, more importantly, probably your college education beyond high school. For me to become someone capable of educating high school students, I had to go to a four-year college and get a bachelor's degree. A lot of teachers and principals have gone on to graduate school to get an additional master's degree, and to become the superintendent of schools, you usually have to go on to get your doctorate in education, which is about the highest you can go up. So, in education, anyways, the higher up a person is, the more educated they are. It's usually the thing. There are a couple exceptions to this rule because when you get to the highest levels, the politically appointed posts, sometimes there's more of a popularity contest than an educational contest. But in general, what John was thinking, what a lot of us think, is that you can't learn anything from someone lower down on you, and that, I would say that's a mistake based on arrogance and maybe not knowing. Not having the wisdom of knowing what's going on. So I'm the teacher in my classroom, and I say teacher in air quotes, and one would assume that all the learning that takes place in my classroom is me teaching the students, but that's very, very incorrect, because I learn quite a bit from my students every day. A lot of my students have been through experiences that I have never been through, or have certain characteristics. I have some gay students, some transgender students, students of different races, African Americans, Latinos, biracial students, and they've dealt with experiences I've never had dealing with racism. I, as you can see, I'm a white male, and I was raised in a middle class home, so I also didn't have the stigma of poverty. So I didn't. There's quite a few educational factors that living in poverty, not having a library in your home to learn how to, you know, the basics of reading. And I feel lucky with the evangelical group. I did come from a home with divorce. My parents got divorced when I was young, but I still have, you know, very supportive parents to help me get through college. And I wouldn't be here and, you know, able to do what I am today if it wasn't for my parents. So I'm very lucky for that. But a lot of my students grew up in single, you know, single parent houses, and they don't have quite the support that I had growing up. So let's rewind again about two millennia back to John the Baptist. And I was going to say, he's not the only human that Jesus got help from. In order for Jesus to have been born, he needed the help of the Virgin Mary, his mother. And his human father, Joseph, also helped take care of him as a baby and raise him from a child to adulthood. Jesus also required the help of his 12 disciples in spreading the good news of the gospel. Much of Jesus' ministry was actually about flipping the standard conventions on their head. During the Last Supper, Jesus washed the feet of his disciples rather than the other way around. I think it's pretty cool that recently Pope Francis washed the feet of some prisoners who are usually thought to be, you know, the lowest people in our society. I would bet many of our high-ranking government politicians wouldn't spend time with common soldiers or civilians, or the current education secretary wouldn't be caught in a regular classroom with the soldiers of education, who also are known as teachers. So why is there so much hierarchy in human society? I think it's because we humans as individuals are wired to make judgments of the people around us and compare them to ourselves. Many of us have an internal list inside our heads of people that are better than us, maybe not better in general, but just people in certain areas that are better than us and people that we're better than. And I think it's our also natural inclination to, you know, seek out the people who would be able to teach us something and then ignore the ones that can't. Like when I get stuck in teaching with a teaching problem, I might go to a veteran teacher who's been there for 20, 30 years and definitely not to the new teacher that just started teaching this year. But I would argue that that's a mistake, because we can all learn something from everybody. So my challenge to everyone this week is to open your minds and reevaluate the preconceived notions you might have about who's worthy for you to learn something from and teach you valuable life lessons. Because today's gospel reading says that even Jesus, the Son of God, needed the help of flawed human beings to accomplish his mission. So I think all of us have something that we could learn from each and every person that we know. And thank you. Thank you.